Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. The first full week of high school football is in the books. Prescott and Bradshaw emerged victorious, while it was a second straight loss to begin the season for Chino Valley. Let's start off with Prescott, who traveled down to La Jolla in Avondale, and it was a hot August night in the Valley as the team played during an excessive heat warning. However, it didn't seem to affect the Badgers as they took the victory 39-0. The Badgers' new-look offense and defense shined in the debut. With most of the rushing attack from last season graduated, the passing game took center stage, as senior quarterback Jackson Rice completed 14 of his 21 passes for 265 yards and 4 touchdowns, while junior wide receiver Johan Gunderman, who was starting his first game as part of the varsity squad, collected 7 receptions for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns. One touchdown was on a 61-yard pass, while the other was a spectacular over-the-shoulder catch in the corner of the end zone. Here's head coach Cody Collette on the breakout star of the game.
Well, obviously, Johan's he's legitimately the fastest kid I've ever timed in a 40 in 23 years, 24 years now of coaching high school football. So he is a threat deep constantly, which means you have to back up, which opens up things in the quick game, which is really nice to have because you can't really press him because he's a great athlete.
Fellow junior Uriah Tenet, one of the top weapons on offense from last season, also made an impact in the first game when he took a pass from behind the line of scrimmage and broke away for a 50-yard touchdown in the first quarter. Senior Isaac Muffley also found the end zone near the end of the first half following a 39-yard pass connection between Rice and Gunderman, while senior Adam Lloyd put a cap on the scoring late in the third quarter with a rushing touchdown. Here's Gunderman on his team's performance.
I say we have a lot of good receivers that we can put anywhere and anywhere we can, and it really spreads out their defense and defenses can't handle it. So our pass game is definitely our strong point right now. And I'm excited to see what we can do. Our run game is also really strong, and I'm excited for next week against Thunderbird.
The Prescott High School defense, meanwhile, was a brick wall for any plays drawn up by the Lobos. The Lobos didn't break into the red zone once in the game and were held to a total offensive output of 21 rushing yards. That's it. Here's Collette on that.
I thought the defense was off the chain tonight. We didn't have one guy that had played any varsity football that started. Court played a little bit, but mostly on offense last year. So I don't think we had a defensive starter on the field that had played varsity last year. So our defensive staff, Brandon Johnson and Cody Coville, did a fantastic job. So ton of credit to them.
The Badgers are at home on Friday to take on Thunderbird at 7 p.m. Thunderbird also opened the season with a win, beating Moon Valley 34-0. Over to Bradshaw Mountain, as the Bears also took care of business on the football field against a team named the Lobos, beating Snowflake 24-14. The Bears scored in 3 of the 4 quarters, while Snowflake scored all 14 of their points in the third quarter, setting up an exciting finish as the Bears scored 8 points in the fourth quarter to put the Lobos away. They stay home for their next game on Friday as they welcome in the Canyon del Oro Dorado at 7 p.m. Canyon del Oro won their first game 24-14 over Eastmark. As for Chino Valley, the football team dropped their second straight game to begin the season 18-6 against Kingman Academy in the walk-up Sky Dome. They are still on the road Friday as they take on Borgate Catholic High School in Phoenix at 7 p.m. They finally have their home opener next week against Maryville. We'll get caught up with all the sports that are underway with the whip around in just a second, but first, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready for the fall months. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's recap other games around Central Arizona with the whip around. Keeping with Chino Valley High School, the girls' soccer team, after losing against Snowflake last week, won their next two games, 3-2 over Round Valley and 6-1 against Page, both on the road. At 2-1 overall and 1-0 in the region, they host Sholo next Thursday at 3:45 p.m. The boys' soccer team, meanwhile, is in the win column for the first time this season with a 9-1 win over Round Valley at home last week to improve to 1-1. Their next game is against Sholo on the road Thursday. They then have a bit of a break and don't resume their season until September 19th. The volleyball team opened the season with a 3-0 loss to Page on Monday, losing set 1 25-7, set 2 25-17, and set 3 25-7. Next up is a road game against Sedona Red Rock on Thursday. Over to Bradshaw Mountain, as the boys' golf team had a meet on Tuesday against four teams. Next up is a meet at the Antelope Hills Golf Course in Prescott next Tuesday against Prescott and Page at 2 p.m. The girls' golf team has a meet against Lee Williams on the road Wednesday. The boys' and girls' swim and dive teams open the season at the Mountain Valley Park Pool in Prescott Valley on Thursday at 4 p.m. against Northland Prep. The girls' volleyball team opened the season Monday with a 3-2 win against Greenway on the road. Their next game is on Tuesday at home versus Mesquite at 6 p.m. Finishing high school sports with the Prescott Badgers, as the badminton team opened the season in dominating fashion with 9-0 wins against both Agua Fria and Castile. Next up is a home game against Ironwood on Thursday at 4 p.m. The boys and girls cross-country teams begin the season with the Peaks hosted in Flagstaff at Buffalo Park on Saturday. The boys golf team, after competing against four teams in a meet on Tuesday, play again on Wednesday against four teams, but this time at the Pine Canyon Golf Course in Flagstaff. The girls golf team, after a match against Coconino on Tuesday, next face Raymond S. Kellis on the road next Wednesday. The girls' volleyball team dropped their season opener to Saguaro 3-0 at home, losing set 125-15, set 225-13, and set 326-24. Next up is another home game on a Wednesday against Coconino at 6 p.m. Over to collegiate sports, as the Rough Riders men's soccer team lost last week to number 4 Salt Lake, but beat Laramie County on the road Saturday 3-0. Jorge Quintero, Arthur Koskis, and David Murillo scored goals for Yavapai College in that win. At 1-1, next up is a home game on Saturday at 6 p.m. against Glendale. The women's soccer team dropped all three games in the Rough Rider Showcase last week, losing to number 10 Arizona Western, Cochise, and Western Wyoming. At 2-3 overall, they also play Glendale at home on Saturday, but start at 3:30 p.m. The volleyball team also struggled over the weekend, losing all four games in the Trinidad State Tournament to drop their record to 1-5 overall. They play Mesa at home on Wednesday at 7 p.m. before competing in the Dalton Overstreet Invitational at home again over the weekend against Central Arizona and Copper Mountain. Ending collegiate sports with the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the women's soccer team beat the College of Idaho on Saturday 2-1 to improve to 2-1. Caitlin Kelch and Adelaide Zekman scored the goals for the Eagles. They play St. Thomas at home on Wednesday at 7 p.m. The men's soccer team on Saturday fell to Southern Oregon 2-1. Alex Francis scored the lone goal for the Eagles at 1-2 overall. Next up is a home game on Saturday versus Eastern Oregon at 7:30 p.m. The men's and women's cross-country teams get things started on Saturday in the George Kite Classic hosted by NAU. And finally, the volleyball team over the weekend went 1-2 in Hawaii, beating Bryan 3-0 but losing to Jessup University and Eastern Oregon. The team is 2-5 overall as they play Arizona Christian on Friday and Justice College on Saturday on the road as part of the Firestorm Labor Day Tournament. All right, now you're all caught up, as that does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talkin' Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week as football season continues.